This remarkable mask comes from the Torres Strait, which separates Australia from New Guinea. Made primarily from large pieces of turtle shell, it also incorporates feathers, fiber, shell, and wood. Metropolitan Museum curator Eric Chelgren.
Well, this has got to be one of my favorite pieces in the entire gallery. I think it's a wonderful example of the ways that oceanic artists were able to make use of all the different materials that surrounded them and create remarkable works of art.
The mask may represent a hero from the early creation period who had a specific totemic animal associated with him. In this case, the graceful frigate bird you see on top. Dr. Robert Welsh, a specialist in the art of New Guinea, explains how the mask was worn.
This is a mask made of tortoise shell, and it would have been worn over the head, but the dancer who would be performing this ceremony would not be looking out the eyes. He'd probably be looking out the holes under the chin.
Masks like this were used primarily at funerary rituals and ceremonies devoted to ensuring bountiful supplies of food.